Now we're off to Kenya, where we're going to give you a taste of a new television show, which finds comedy in a rather unexpected place.
We hadn't made a start on the grant application. We didn't even have a good acronym yet. And everybody knows it's all about the acronym. Sometimes a good acronym can win a grant just like that. Take last year's winning one, for example. So that was Building Real Infrastructure, Bringing Enterprise to Societies, which is bribes. I mean, that didn't help anyone. I mean, it was complete nonsense.
The show is called The Samaritans and has set itself up as a mockumentary inside an aid agency called Aid for Aid, which, as its title might suggest, achieves precisely nothing. The show exists, say its creators, to highlight some of the absurdities of the international aid sector. The producer of the show is Hussein Kurji, and he joined us on the line from Nairobi, where we asked him how he got his inspiration.
I thought, what hasn't been done before? And since we live in Kenya, that has a very big development culture, or aid culture, I thought it might be a good idea to actually explore that facet of the world, because it has never been brought to television. And the best way I could think of doing that was through comedy. A lot of stories I'd heard were quite hilarious and absurd.
Did you have much to do with non-governmental organisations yourself, or was this these stories that you heard, were they through friends or contacts, or how did you hear about the kinds of things that you portray in the show?
It was experiences through friends and colleagues, and because a lot of my friends did work for or do work for these organisations, I decided to actually explore it more and more and do research firsthand from all these people.
And why do you think it's necessary or important for Kenya to have a show like this one?
I think that there are quite a lot of issues within the sector, but it's always been a very theoretical discussion. And we thought to make it more accessible and to make people realize and be interested, it would be kind of cool to wrap it around comedy, to make it more accessible to a wider audience, so that they're aware of exactly some inadequacies that happen in some of the NGOs.
Well, now let's just hear a clip from the show. This is Scott, the new director of the aid agency, introducing himself.
Hi, I'm Scott Bartley, and I'm an alcoholic.
Ooh, wrong meeting.
You're supposed to say, hi, Scott. I've been appointed by head office as your new country director for Kenya. Now, as your director, I'm here to make that difference, that change for Africa. Some of you I've already had the pleasure of meeting, and many you'll be asking yourself who I banged to get this position. To which I say that Regional Director Candice Hetherington and I are simply friends. I'm not as wet behind the ears as some of you may think. I've worked for my mother's NGO since I was 6 years old, where I gave my first speech at the Plaza in New York City. I have a master's degree in international development, an MBA from Stanford. After that, I did a six-month internship in Casablanca, where I wrote my master's thesis entitled Kenya, the State of the Political Economy of Industrialization, ICT Infiltration, and Capacity Building.
Come on!
Well, that was Scott. But Hussein, how did you make your characters real and believable and avoid the pitfalls of stereotypes?
Good question. I was that's what you call rewrites and rewrites and rewrites. So we went through a lot of that. It's quite easy to get into the cliches and the stereotypes. And, you know, we present that in a certain capacity, but we're also smart and realize that we need to make the characters as interesting as possible which means that we always have to surprise the audience, where you have stereotypical characters, but then they do something that makes you go, huh, okay, I didn't expect that. And, you know, basically flip the book, as it were.
And you've called for anonymous submissions for stories from NGOs.
We have. We have. People have actually been submitting, and not so anonymous. So we're very happy.
Could you give an example of maybe one of the craziest stories you've encountered?
The Dallas Safari Club giving a prize to a hunter to come and hunt a rhino in Namibia, I believe, all in the name of conservancy. So your prize was go hunt a rhino, and whatever money is raised will actually go to save a rhino.
So, Hussein, have you received any negative feedback?
There have been some, but very minor compared to the enormous positive feedback we've had. And most of the positive feedback has been from aid workers themselves. They're like, look, we know this is going on, and this is a brilliant way to actually talk about it.
And you are now fundraising to make the full series after having made the pilot. You've been even appealing for donations and pledges, so I guess the irony of this isn't lost on you, is it?
Of course not. My wish is that we do fundraising, and I really love the irony.